chapter number 7, verses 7 through 9. Rising up from defeat. Life has a way of presenting to us lots of curves, lots of windings, lots of unwelcome situations and circumstances. And the truth told, as a result of those situations and circumstances, we are often left with a feeling of defeat. That feeling of defeat is that feeling where you find yourself in a place and you see no way out. You don't see your finances changing. You don't see your relationship changing. You don't see your child turning and heading in the right direction. There's nothing like defeat to wear you down mentally. Satan understands that he can't fight you and win. And so in order for him to defeat you, he must distract you. The distractions can only come from within your camp. Because if you're so distant from me, and I don't really care a lot about you, what you say and do really doesn't matter. So Satan sometimes will move into your camp and will begin to use those that are close to you. And when those that are close to you begin to shift and move out of place, the truth of the matter is it kind of scares you because you don't know what they're going to do. Because in establishing relationships with your bosom buddy, you share some things that can come back and get you. Okay. See, all y'all in relationships where y'all have nothing in your closet, nothing that will come back and get you, everything in your closet you proud of, everything in your closet, you pray every day and say, Lord, I'm glad I did that. Well, that's not my closet. My closet, some stuff in there, I pray that God grace it forever. In my closet, there's some stuff in there, and I say, Lord, please don't let that thing right there out. In my closet, there's some stuff that God says, I gotta protect you, because even when you weren't looking after yourself, I still had your mind, because I had a plan for you. Now, Joshua finds himself going through a situation, and the story of Joshua is kind of unique to me, because I see Joshua all in this church, all in my life. And his story is that God called him. And when God called him, God told him, made him a promise and says, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, he says, I'll give you that land. As a matter of fact, what I want you to do for me is I want you to cross over the Jordan River. God has ever sent you over a river, but he forgot to give you a boat? Has God ever sent you over a river, but he forgot to put a bridge there? Has God ever sent you over a river, and the only thing that you had was your belief that God will make a way out of no way? Has God ever sent you someplace, and the only thing that sustained you was your faith in God? I'm glad that I may not have anything. I'm glad that man may be able to take anything, but the one thing they cannot take is the faith that I have in God, the relationship that I have with God. Take the house if you like, baby, God will give me another one. Take the car in the bank account, but God will give me another one. And as a matter of fact, God don't even have to give me another one. He'll sustain me even when I don't have one. Have you ever found yourself in trouble? Bills past due, car being sailed down the road because you didn't make the payments, the house is in foreclosure, but somehow you got a piece of God that surpasses understanding. Everybody else looking at you, they would have blew their brains out, but you sitting there and you just as calm as you want to be. Because what you realize is that if you abide in God, He'll abide in you. And the world is just spinning around and everything is crazy, but you're sitting just as calm as you want. Joshua had a lot of people around him. God promised him, I'll give you the land. Now I want you to go over the Jordan River. So as he began to go over the Jordan River, he'd go over the Jordan River, and then God give him victory after victory after victory in chapter 2, after victory in chapter 3, and chapter 4, and chapter 5, and chapter 6, and he runs into chapter 7, and he hit a wall. You got to be careful when you experience victory in life. Because when your bank account is right, you really don't pray to God. You just talk at Him. When everything is going right in your life, you really don't cry out to God. You just call Him by His name. But let something go really south and you'll just live on your knees. I don't care if the phone rang, baby, I ain't moving. I don't care what show coming on TV, I'm just going to stay right here. God allows some rough places in life so that He can redirect you. God allows rough places so that He can redirect you. And so here it is, Joshua had experienced all these victories, had experienced so much, and he, the man that God called, find himself saying, okay, I got to go and I'm going to take this land. And so in order to get there, I got to send some people. They got to go out on reconnaissance, look at the land, and to see how many people needed to take this land. Now the land is that they're going to see, it's the house of wickedness. So they have to travel 15 miles up the mountain in order to overtake the land. So they send spies. The spies come back. Because they've experienced 6 chapters of victory, the spies come back and say, we don't need all this. No. Do you know what we did yesterday? You know, when you begin to beat your chest on your yesterday's victory, where God allows some little small thing to tear your tail up, something that on yesterday when you were operating in the obedience of God, in the anointing of God, but now your ego stepped in, and so you say, I don't need God, I can do this thing by myself, and some little small thing come hit you and knock you off your feet, because God allows a little ruffle because He want to redirect you. And where He want to redirect you is where He begins to order your steps. Once again, you see, the Bible declares when God begins to order your steps, that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And so when God begins to order your steps, He knows how to step you around things in which people have set up for you. And don't you think that everybody in your life that says, I'm for you, don't you think that they're paving a way for you? There's some folk in your life, in your house, in your church, on your pew this morning that really want to see you fall. Don't you think, don't you be fooled to think that everybody's praying for you. Don't you go out like that. You can't be comfortable so much that you stop depending on God and begin to put your faith in other things. And so Joshua sends the men up. They come back and they say, we don't need that many. Just give us a couple thousand. We'll go up. Just a little small thing. We'll hit it. We'll have the land. And everything is gone. And so they went up thinking that that's exactly how things would be. And the moment they get up, the Bible declares they tore their tails up. I wonder, has anybody in here has ever been in a situation where you've been in a fight, and the same thing that you used to beat time after time again, you get cute and you get comfortable. Now you find yourself being knocked out by the little smallest things in life. The stuff you used to walk over, now it seems like you can't even get around it. We need to sometimes check ourselves. See, when God redirects us, He wants us to first check our heart, not somebody else. Check your heart. When you check your heart, then you check your house. When you check your house, you'll discover that there's some stuff that you need to clean up. No, don't deal with the next person. Let's just talk about you right now. There's some stuff that's going on in your life. See, God is a jealous God. And so when you look at it, God is saying, but I brought you from a mighty long way. And now I bring you here and you forget about me. And so the story of Joshua is that Joshua says, you know, when I started this thing, I was obedient to Moses. And now Moses is dead. And now God put me in control or put me in command. And now he begins to listen to what the people are saying. Listen to me. When God gives you a vision,
yes,
He gave it to you. Don't expect someone else to see what you see. If you tell me your vision, I'm going to tell you 50,000 ways why it can't be done. Because it doesn't make sense. But you know faith plus God will overcome anything in your life. And when you're dealing with God and have a relationship with God, you don't even have to take the time to count up the cost and count up how things is going to go out. All you need to know is that God, I'm trusting you. And God, I'm in your will. And if God is ordering your steps, I don't care how bad it looks, you better believe that God will turn your situation around. And so Joshua says, you know, I know that God has ordered my steps. And because God has ordered my steps, the only thing I have to do is just walk in the path of God. Point number one this morning is this, and that is, never question the character of God. Never question the character of God. God had did everything for Joshua, and one thing went wrong, and they blamed God. I wonder if I'm talking to any Joshua this morning. God has done a mighty works in your life, brought you through a divorce, brought you through sickness, brought you through sickness and everything else. And now one thing happened in your life and you turn your back on God. And God is saying, but what about the good times? What about the good times? What about the blessings? What about the favor in which I've shown you time after time again? And this one little thing that happened, we begin to blame God and our focus changed. And we become problem conscious instead of power conscious. The problem is what's before you. The power is what rests inside of me. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, where the Bible declares that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the world, I see things. In the world, I'm afraid. In the world, things hit me and I go back and I'm defeated. But because, child of God, you may be defeated. You get knocked down sometimes, but you don't stay there. You get up time after time again. You get up again because you know the character of the God that you serve. And the character of God gives you fight when you don't feel like fighting. The character of God makes you go when you don't feel like going. And the character of God is the promises in which he has placed on your life. And the character of God says to God, in spite of what I'm going through, the character of God says, he'll never leave me, never forsake me. And so you got to trust the character of God as you begin to go through something. The second thing is this. They focus on one defeat. They focus on one defeat. In other words, just because you lose one battle in the war, it doesn't mean that you're a coward. Just because you lose one battle in the whole war doesn't mean that you're a coward. You see, when you're going through something, sometimes you'll win, sometimes you'll lose. You have to be careful that you stay in the game. You see, you can never win if you quit. You can never win if you give up. And so God sometimes allows some things to happen so that you can see how much you really need him. And so what we call defeat, God is saying it's a setup. I allowed that thing to happen because I needed you to see me. And the only way that you'll see me is if you go down on bended knees, because that's where I am. I'm in worship. You can't see me all high and mighty and lifted up. But when you come down to my level, when you come into worship, when you come into praise, God says, I'll show myself. And when I show myself, I'll show my Shekinah glory. Have you ever seen the glory of God in your life? You were going through something and you were stuck in your situation, but somehow God stepped in your situation. Will God make a way out of no way? Will God move a mountain for you? Will God take you through a valley? Have you ever tried the Lord? I need to talk to some folk this morning who's going through a dry river this morning, but you tried and you decided to get on the other side. Come hell or high water, baby, I ain't gonna stop. I don't have a bridge, but I'm gonna make it to the other side. I don't have a boat, but I'm gonna make it to the other side. I believe I'm gonna make it to the other side. Let me show you something in closing. Watch this in verse number 9. Listen to what they say in verse number 9. He says, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land
and talking about everybody, what they should do is that they shall hear of it. And so in other words, he moved to the next point and he begins to talk about the critics. You're going to always have some folk in your life. When you're going through something, your critics will always hear about it. Child, did you hear about Mary? Child, did you hear what happened to Sue? Child, did you hear about this, that? Yeah, you don't have to repeat what happened to me. I was there. I saw it. I even felt the pain. But don't you know the power that rests inside of me? I need to talk to some folk tonight or this morning who know that God is in their life, who know that you're going to get knocked down and you're going to have defeat. But time after time, baby, you're going to bounce back again. I need to talk to some folk who read it twice, who you just going to bounce back. I pray it knocks me back, but I'm bouncing back. And sickness came and it knocked me down, but I'm going to bounce back. And then folk lied on me, and that knocked me this way, but I'm going to bounce back. And everybody left me alone, it knocked me this way, but I'm going to bounce back. And then I looked around, and everybody forsake me, and knocked me this way, but now I'm bouncing back. I need to talk to some folk this morning who got some spring in their step, some folk who've been knocked down. But now you say, I'm going to bounce back this morning. See, God will sometimes allow you to go through some things. And when God allows you to go through some things, he'll allow it to happen just so you can see just how strong you are. You see, the story of Joshua is that Joshua, God told Joshua to rise up. He says, when you rise up, lead the people through the promised land. I came today to talk to some folk. I want to encourage you that you're going to the promised land. Oh, it's going to be rough getting there, baby. But step in. Put one step over the right shoulder, call it Holy Spirit. Take the left shoulder and call it faith. Step in. You're going to go through hell trying to get there. But you're going to make it to the other side. I came to encourage somebody this morning. Get ready for the ride, baby. Get ready for the ride, baby. You're going to make it to the other side. You're going to march around. March around your Jericho wall. There's some stuff that is stacked up against you, but you gotta know, baby, when you begin to walk by faith, watch the walls begin to come down. All you gotta do is just begin to walk, and every little step that you take, God is saying, I'm ordering the next one. And there's some stuff that is in your path, but God is saying, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm not worried about that. I allow some stuff to happen, but you gotta rise up from defeat. God, I don't see how that's gonna happen. I don't know how I'm going to come back. God, if you only knew my credit. God, if you only knew my situation. And God says, I know all about it. And I like it just the way it is. Now, when I deliver you, all I want you to do is give me some praise. Because you know you didn't do it. Because you know you just stacked up in the situation. And so God just wants you to... God is delivering you. And as God begins to deliver you, he'll always move from where you are right now. See, God has placed a dream in your life. And the dream that God placed in your life don't look like what you see. What you see look awfully bad. What you see looks like life. But I still dare you to dream this morning. Because in my dream, it was an overflow. In my dream, it was milk and honey. Now, what I'm looking at right now, it looks like sickness. But in my dream, all I saw was healing and happiness. Don't look at what you see with the natural. Baby, you better jump in the spirit. And when you jump in the spirit, it may not look like it, but I'm just going to praise God until it manifests. I dare you right now to get that need on your heart, on your mind, and begin to praise God until it manifests. Just stand up and shout until it happens right now. You need to tell the devil, you knocked me down, but I'm bouncing back. You need to tell him right now, I'm not out. I'm still standing. I was down for a second, baby, but here I am for round number two. Are you ready? Are you ready for round number two? First round, I went down, but here I am again. And just in case you knock me down in round number three, I'm coming back again for number four. And coming back again for number five. And coming back again for number six. And I'm just going to keep on coming, keep on coming. And one day my trouble's going to be all over. One day God is going to set me free. One day God is going to move this mountain. One day!
But I'm going to praise him in the meantime. I'm going to praise him in the meantime. You ought to praise God right now. Praise him for what he's about to do. You're not defeated. You just went through a season. You're still in the hand of God. You ought to begin to praise him right now. Because God is saying, I still got you right now, baby. Come on and give him some praise right now. Come on and give him some praise right now. In the midst of your trouble, give him some praise. In the midst of your sickness, give him some praise. In the midst of your bankruptcy, give him praise. In the midst of your rejection, give him some praise. In the midst of loneliness, give him praise. In the midst of being confused, give him praise. In the midst of land of light, give him some praise. Come on and praise. Come on and praise him. Get him to pray. Get him to pray. Get him to pray. Get him to pray. I can only imagine when Joshua was walking around the wall, he got around it 7 times, and God told him, walk 7 times on the 7th time. I can only imagine him seeing his victory halfway around. He stopped and gave God some praise somewhere. You ought to give God some praise. You ought to dance for the Lord. You ought to give him a shout in the midst of your 7th time, because this thing is not over now. It's not over. Defeat. It begins in your mind.
Yes.
The only thing that is defeated is your thinking.
Yes.
So as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you think, however you think, your actions line up with your thought. That's all it knows to do. And so if I change my way of thinking, then my actions has to line up. And that is to understand, if I begin to think good thoughts, think upon the promises of God, where he says to Joshua, every place the sole of your feet shall tread, he says, I give you that land. See, we got to expect God to enlarge our territory. We got to expect to step in our unemployment line and he push out 30, 40, 50,000. You got to expect that thing. You got to expect every place that you show up, God says, my child is there. My blessings must be there. Because the Bible did say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. You ain't got to look for goodness and mercy. Baby, you just show up. And there it is. Goodness and mercy begin to follow you. You looking for some stuff that's looking for you.
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Lord.
Looking for you. Come on and just lift your hands. Go into the presence of God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, for allowing us to hear your word. And Father God, right now, we push, Lord, from the outer to the inner court to the holiest of places. Father God, let us come into your presence where we can feel you, we can hear you, we can smell you, we can taste you, and we can abide with you, Lord, in the inner court. Father God, the thing that happened with Joshua is a king's sin. One man's sin caused a whole army of people to be set back. Corporately, right now, Lord, if there's any sin among us, we ask, Lord, that you usher it right out the door. Make this your house, Lord. Father God, sanctify this house, Lord. Father God, purify this house. Father God, we plead the blood of the Lamb upon this house this morning. And every household that is represented here, this week, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Whatever it is that you have on your heart, God will find you this week. God will find you this week. And you need to know, at no point were you ever lost. So he really don't have to go looking for you. He just wants you to line up with his word. When you line up with his word, he'll release goodness and mercy. Father God, we pray right now for the release. For the release. For the release right now. for the release. Lord, I hear rain. I hear rain. Release it right now. Open up the windows right now, Lord. Open it up right now. Release it, Lord. Release it, Lord. That rain for some may be finances. That rain for some may be a healing. That rain for some may be a child coming home. That rain for some, Lord, may be a job. Whatever that rain is, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you'll release it right now, Lord. Father God, you created us, and because you created us, certainly you know us. You know our needs, Lord. Father God, I pray for that person right now, Lord. As you speak in my spirit, heal. Somebody's been through something, Lord. And right now, Lord, you wrap your arms around them. Let them know, Lord, that they're healed, Lord. They made it to the other side. It was rough, but they made it to the other side. Heal them right now. Restore everything the canker worm tried to take out of their life. Everything restore. Somebody scream restoration right now. Restoration. 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 Restore it, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. While you're still in the spirit of praying this morning, we ask the deacons to come forth as we open the doors of the church this morning. We want to extend that invitation to someone here this morning. Someone here this morning that doesn't know Christ as your personal Savior. We ask that you come. Someone here this morning, not sure about your